Today is Tuesday, January 31st. I'm Ann Vandersteel, and welcome to the Zelenko Report, where truth and God are taking down the tyranny of our time. Today, Ralph Baric, yes, that criminal that you've heard me speak about, as well as many, many others, is squarely in the crosshairs today with Stanford Graham, and Prosecute Now will be making a very deep dive presentation to you on that in the first half of our show today, followed up by attorney Jamie Scherr and former Feds Group .org, Carolyn Blakeman, on protecting your medical freedom and defending yourself should you find yourself sadly incapacitated and in the modern day killing fields, known as our hospitals, how you can protect yourself from the CDC and the Fauci protocol. Also, Jake Lang, famous J6 prisoner, still stuck in a Brooklyn, New York prison, having been moved 12 times. He will be joining us as he is still standing by the Founding Fathers' adage, "Give me liberty or give me death." We are live here on Brighteon. Be right back after this break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel. And welcome back to this special edition of the Zelenko Report. We're taking some very deep dives here, starting off with my special guest, Stanford Graham, working with Prosecute Now as they focus in on who is really behind the weaponization of what we now know to be the COVID-19 bioweapon launched by a conglomerate of RICO criminals that span the world, frankly, but start sadly right here in the United States of America, squarely at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, with one known demon of Ralph Baric. Joining me now to explain this in greater detail with a very impressive presentation is Stanford Graham. Stanford, welcome to the Zelenko Report.
Hello, Ann. Great to be with you.
Stanford, I'm so glad that you reached out to me. And of course, God puts people in our paths just at the right time. But as everything is coming into light and the world is now understanding the level of duplicity and criminal conspiracy, not only between the United States government, but between nonprofits, universities, and worldwide and governments worldwide, I should say, it is now becoming ever more clear government is not standing up for the people. They are the enemy of the people. And in your special presentation, in which we're giving you the first half of the show, we're going to walk through that, and you're going to zero in on one Ralph Baric, a name who has become quite infamous in the development of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So without further ado, I'm going to let you take this away.
Thanks, Ann. Great to be with you. Yeah, we can get right to it. Our focus is on Ralph Baric because, as it happens, his fingerprints are ubiquitous all over this charade that's been conducted over the last 3 years. Next slide will demonstrate, just to get right to it, and one of the first patents that was filed for and awarded. You'll find Mr. Baric's name prominently displayed there. This is a patent associated with the development of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, an infectious replication defective virus, this chimeric part nature, part man-made animal that was constructed, designed, built, and then delivered, all originating out of the University of Chapel Hill, or University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, with Ralph Baric at the helm. You can see the dates on this patent reach back to the early 2000s. So in terms of preparing for what we've experienced over the last 2 to 3 years, as well as the what was referred to as the Warp Speed Project to bring a so-called vaccine, as we know now as a gene therapy, was really more of a warp speed program. And these were designed in the early 2000s and very well prepared in advance of a what Fauci called an intentional or accidental release in 2016.
Do you believe President Trump was aware of that, Stanford?
He had, I'm not sure. I have to say that he had very poor counsel. He had the wrong people advising him.
Right.
His signature. He had very poor counsel. That's for sure. We know that. The individual who was suggesting that he move forward with the emergency use authorization was under criminal investigation for price fixing of drugs in Mexico. At the same time that he's giving the president counsel on how
and
to
who
act.
Would that be?
Well, that's for another conversation.
Okay. All right. We'll let you continue on. Next slide.
Yeah. But you see, go to the next slide here. This, again, the language there in that patent shows very clearly this was Ralph Baric's design of this SARS chimeric virus. This next slide shows, and these are public records. Right? These are not records obtained pursuant to subpoena or any discovery process. All the citations for these information is included on every slide. This slide indicates just a sampling of the direct funding from the National Institutes of Health to Ralph Baric for the design and development of not only the chimeric virus itself, but also the weaponization of the spike protein. You can see hundreds of thousands and cumulatively tens of millions of dollars that flowed to him to develop and weaponize these instruments against the human population. Next slide, you'll see. Here's a look at the more complete picture of the funding from the NIH to Ralph Baric over the period of time from 1997 to 2021. A total of, at minimum, over $44 million with 161 different research grants. And I will point out to you, these are non-competitive research grants. These are simply recurring.
Wow.
Next slide. And this funds also were used for the development of remdesivir. A lot of folks don't, we've heard a lot about remdesivir. A lot of folks don't understand that Ralph Baric was at the foundation of developing remdesivir as well. If you take a look at the next slide, you'll see the remdesivir funding not only came from the NIH, but from the Department of Defense via DARPA, as well as Gilead and the CDC.
This is, again, the National Defense Authorization Act really rolled up Health and Human Services under the DOD during this COVID pandemic. Is this one of the reasons why the WHO is continuing their messaging that the pandemic isn't over? Tedros was just speaking about this the other day. We ran a clip of him saying the pandemic for COVID-19 is not over. Is this part of the rollout for the WHO and the IHR and the amendments to the treaties that they're trying to usurp our sovereignty as the United States is concerned? They can continue this pandemic charade to continue to push their genocide on humanity with these government taxpayer-funded bioweapons?
The short answer is yes. A little bit more explanation you see on the left side here, a number of organizations, but this really does represent the syndicate against which antitrust litigation must be pursued from a criminal angle. You see government in the form of captured agencies, including the Department of Defense. You see the academic world, which is actually laundering money that comes from the government. And then you see organizations like Gilead that is pushing drugs, manufacturing and pushing the drugs out.
You're looking at a public-private partnership, AKA fascism, right here in pictorial illustration so that the audience can understand that when you have big corporations and government working together, mandating with unelected bureaucrats and corporations what we need to do to remain healthy, when that's basically usurping our medical freedom, that's fascism, is it not?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the largest criminal syndicate on the planet.
And that's a fact.
Being able to act according to their whim, yeah, certainly dangerous. So if we'll hop to the next slide, and the next point that you had made really touched on the sources of this remdesivir. I mentioned earlier that a lot of people don't understand that Ralph Baric was at the center of it. Here you see direct funding from, again, the NIH funding remdesivir's development at North Carolina Chapel Hill. Ralph Baric's involved there. You can see the highlighted funding is for remdesivir. This was the same drug that was then used in human clinical trials in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which initiated in November 2018 and then extended through August of 2019. We can go to the next slide. What was discovered by August 2019, Ann, was that remdesivir was lethal. This is published information. It's available in the public record that the lethality of remdesivir in those human trials deployed on the Congolese ranged from 53% to 86%. Mm. So I hope that sits with the audience just a little bit. Think about this, that the administration of an experimental drug results in killing 53 to 86% of the people who receive it. There is not a natural pathogen in human history that we are aware of that comes close to this kind of lethality. And it was for that reason alone, that's lethality, that remdesivir was dropped from this human clinical trial. It's ironic that was the drug that became the standard and required protocol, pronounced by the CDC to be used relative to, our friends and family who entered into those ovens or hospitals, actually tried, with the effort of and intention being healed, with the outcome being something very different.
It's really extraordinary considering that early intervention, early treatment with hydroxychloroquine was proven by the NIH in 2003. They had the double-blinded placebo-controlled clinical trials to show the efficaciousness of HCQ in treating coronaviruses. Yet Dr. Fauci, who knew that remdesivir had this horrific side, adverse event profile, looking at these numbers right here, it's very evident. He chose to push this and, mandate this through the hospitals, which were taking mass government money during this this national emergency of COVID-19. And the hospitals got paid billions of dollars, actually, throughout this, a lot of money to treat patients with remdesivir. And we know the side effects of that was shutting down kidneys, which is why you had such a horrific death rate when lungs were filling up with fluid as the body couldn't discharge the actual fluid from its kidneys. So this is just another example of, I think, planned genocide.
Well, you mentioned earlier about the World Health Organization and its plan and attempt to take over health policies or sovereign states. I will tell you that in 2005, in a published study, a published document that the World Health Organization put out, they stated very clearly in that document that the 20th century was the century of treatment, that the 21st century is the century of the vaccine. So their plan is very clear. They've demonstrated, and Moderna has already admitted and says so on its own website, that it has the ability to develop new viruses like any other software company. Viruses are now a function of software. They're not a function of viruses naturally occur. Moreover, we have the complicity of the CDC and the World Health Organization changing the definition of pandemic to remove any quantitative ability to measure impact, severity, lethality, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And we have a very vanilla garden variety explanation or definition of what a pandemic is, so that the World Health Organization can declare control over world health. And it happens to be a virus to which humans have no natural immunity.
Right, because man made this. Okay, I'll let you continue on, Stanford.
Yeah, next slide. You mentioned the responses that we received from Ralph Baric and Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is a statement from Ralph Baric that you'll find on the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill's website. This was in a statement made in April of 2020, so about 8 months after they knew decisively that remdesivir had a kill rate of 53% to 86%. And it's under those auspices, with that knowledge, that Mr. Baric says when you have a drug that works this well, you have a categorical imperative to share it with the world. This isn't necessarily a lie that the drug works very well. He just doesn't say what it does very well.
Right,
it was proven in those clinical trials. But this, take a look at that statement, Ann. Again, this was made 8 months after he has certain knowledge, after the World Health Organization knows with certainty that the lethal kill rate of remdesivir ranges from 53 to 86%.
Right. Well, this comports with the Georgia Guidestones declaration that there should only be 500 million people living in harmony with nature on the planet. So again, it's the word salad. It's what they're not saying specifically that leaves you to have to draw conclusions that if you don't know anything about the clinical outcomes, you think, oh, this is great. But if you do know, you recognize what they're telling you is, yes, we hope to kill at least 50% of the people, hopefully up to 85, because that is in fact what they're trying to do to get to their stated chiseled in stone Georgia Guidestone declaration of 500 million people. This is really a planned genocide. Something of which our humanity has never witnessed, certainly not through Nazi Germany. This pales in comparison, or I should say Nazi Germany pales in comparison to what we see happening today. And I dare say we're still only in the bottom of this exponential death wave curve that is coming at humanity right now. Anyway, I'll let you continue.
Well, I believe you're right. I think we're not seeing the beginnings of this horrific anti-health tsunami that's coming at us. It's over the current event horizon, but it is coming. The next slide will show you a statement from Dr. Fauci himself. Whenever you have a clear-cut evidence that a drug works, you have an ethical obligation to immediately have people know that they can have it, that they need to have it. Again, he's speaking about remdesivir. This statement was attributed to him on the website of University of North Carolina Chapel Hill in April 2020. So again, having these kinds of conclusions and then having mandated protocols for the treatment of people who have been injected with bioweapons to be treated with this kind of a experimental drug that has such a high kill rate, this is one of the reasons that Dr. David E. Martin and I are speaking with many sheriffs across this country about initiating criminal investigations into Mr. Baric. He knew and he developed and weaponized not just the SARS-CoV-2 virus, but as well as developed and weaponized the spike protein that virus was going to carry. He developed the injection or the school bus for that bioweapon to be deposed in. And then he has his fingerprints on the remdesivir product, which he himself, as well as Mr. Fauci and the World Health Organization, were deeply involved, personally involved, in the development of and execution of the human clinical trials in the DR Congo. They have personal knowledge. And this is why, again, I say we're moving forward with sheriffs and county law enforcement officials to open criminal investigations into Mr. Barrett for capital homicide.
Right. So again, the demons will always tell you and give you a remedy, if you will, whether they follow through on it or not. And I know that in the next slide, there is the Health Resources and Services Administration Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program. I'd like you to walk us through the data in terms of how many claims are made and how many payouts are made so people can understand just how they're just not very I'm at a loss for the word, but they're just not very genuine. And, you know, they're very disingenuous is the word I was looking for.
Right. Well, I want to bring this this particular information to your audience for one specific reason, which is to highlight the impact of remdesivir on those who have been injected with bioweapons. This document, again, right from the website, if you'll note the language that is so painfully obvious, we actually brush over it. Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program. Countermeasures is a term that you typically found used in the Department of Defense. This is terminology of war. It isn't terminology of health.
That's right.
This isn't terminology in the health department. There you use treatments. You might use drugs, other things, but you don't use countermeasures.
Is that not indicative of the National Defense Authorization Act showing that Health and Human Services was subservient or rolled up under the DOD at this point, which is why they're using language of war?
It certainly is an artifact of that combination. If you go to the next slide, what I want to point out here is that in this latest data, there were, of all those claims, 6,900 claims, there were 294 claims associated with COVID-19 injuries or deaths. 294 total claims associated with COVID injuries. 100 of those cases, and one-third of those cases, remdesivir was used as a treatment. 98 out of 100 of those cases using remdesivir as a treatment resulted in death.
Yeah, that was the goal.
So what we see is a statistical certitude. There was no safety protocol developed for administering remdesivir relative to people who had already been injected with gene therapy.
Right.
There were no standards developed. It was simply commanded and used.
Right.
As you've already indicated, by hospitals, doctors, nurses, at massive profits.
All right, we've got a couple minutes left. I don't want to close this out without getting through these. So let me have you expedite this so we can move through this, because this is important information.
Yeah, let's just hop to the next slides. What we'll do, what I've shown is, Mr. Daszak said, look, this is the key driver for really driving this vaccine program that the World Health Organization has described that it wants to deploy for the next century, is we have to use the media to hype this up. Economics will follow. I mean, this is a statement that Dr. David E. Martin cites as proof positive of the program in totality. Mr. Daszak is on the target that we're aiming at as well. Let's take a look at the next slide. Let's just jump through some of the beyond the data. I wanted to introduce you to Rodney Brooks, who now is dead. It would be nice if we could talk to him live, but his experience with remdesivir and injections led to his death. This is the first day he was admitted after he was having some difficulty breathing. Let's go to the next slide. You'll see the results of remdesivir in COVID treatments.
Wow.
Three doses of remdesivir. Let's go to the next slide. And go to the next slide. These are horrific. I mean, here's his abdomen distended. You can see his arms. Next slide. On the right, you can see observe the tips of his fingers. He's in a state of necrosis. He's actually dying while he's alive. This is dead flesh. The photograph on the left side is his right foot. That's his big toe. in the upper left corner of that left picture. But you can see that his flesh is actually dead.
Horrific. Absolutely.
I'm not saying much because these photographs speak for themselves. They're a witness. They are a strong witness of what's going on in these so-called hospitals. Next slide. And next slide, you can see a comparison of side by side of his first day in and not long before he died as a function of Western medicine.
Yeah. I have to say, these are such disturbing images, Stanford, and this is why people need to support what prosecutenow.io is doing. So please, by all means, ladies and gentlemen, take time, whatever you can do to support this. This is the kind of evidence they're working with sheriffs, they're working with the folks, the families of the victims, and they really need your support. Stanford Graham with prosecutenow.io, thank you so much. And again, this is highly disturbing, but I appreciate you stopping by to share this with us.
Great to be with you, and we'll see you again soon.
All right. Okay, coming up next, we've got a couple of more guests that are going to be joining us. Political J6 political prisoner Jacob Lang, still languishing in the New York gulag. He's been moved about 12 times without a hearing to this date. Why have they not had their day in court? Well, many more still being arrested, as you know. And also, we want to come back to this subject about the modern-day killing fields. What would you do if you came down with COVID and were hospitalized without representation? How would you stop the remdesivir modern-day killing oven of hospitals and the Fauci protocol from being on you? Well, we have a couple of ladies with some answers. We'll be right back after this break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at brightionstore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at brightionstore.com.
You want to see Uncensored Tooth, go to brightion.tv. They're a great partner with us at His Glory. We love them. We love everything that Mike is doing. And go there for truth. Brightion TV. God bless you.
Hi, I'm James Mundy with Liberty Monks Podcast. You can find us at www.libertymonks.com. We love watching Uncensored Truth, and that's what you get when you go to Brighteon. Amazing people at Brighteon, but you get uncensored information, and you get the truth there, and that's why we're huge fans of Brighteon Network.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit brightionmetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of brightion.tv. brightionmetals.com.
And welcome back to the second half of this special edition of the Zelenko Report. If our first half of the show did not grip you with the horror of what we are witnessing and what many have been tortured to death by, the modern day killing fields, the ovens of our hospitals, and the protocols coming from one Fauci. That's right, that demon, Dr. Anthony Fauci, pushing this through the CDC and down through the hospitals with remdesivir and ventilators to torture patients to death. Our next guests are a group of very intrepid young ladies who are now addressing what is going on in the modern day killing fields known as our hospitals, and that where we found hundreds of thousands of people killed by the Fauci CDC protocols using remdesivir and ventilators. They are now working to stop those protocols, but also protect you should you show up into the hospital, more likely incapacitated with COVID or something else, where they're going to find a COVID diagnosis and try and give you the protocol to extinguish your life. Welcoming to the show, Jamie Scherer, attorney, as well as Carolyn Blakeman with the former Feds Freedom Foundation, and also working on the COVID-19 Humanity Betrayal product. Ladies, it's great to see you. You've actually got something that is going to save lives because it's going to speak for the patient when they can't speak for themselves. I'm going to let you all sort out who gets to brag on that first.
Okay, well, actually, we both worked on it together, and we came up with this bracelet, which I'm wearing right now, and I think it's on the screen. Very easy to size. It's a medical alert bracelet, and it actually says that you're allergic to remdesivir and Veklury and a couple other things, and it gives you room on the other side to write, to have it engraved if you're allergic to penicillin or something else like that, so that when you go into the hospital, they will immediately mark your chart. And I know that Caroline is going to speak as well. She said that yesterday she heard from somebody who immediately went, when they went to the hospital, they marked the chart. And I had the same experience yesterday when I was visiting someone in the hospital and he was wearing the bracelet and immediately they marked it down. So this to us is a life-saving thing that everybody can use. And we want to make sure that everybody in this country gets it, maybe even in the world. Right, Caroline?
Yes. Yeah, we did find out yesterday that a patient went into the hospital and immediately the doctors wrote down to not give him these drugs. And as we know, remdesivir kills. And we have a project, our COVID-19 Humanity Memory Betrayal Project has over 640 documented stories of victims of this deadly protocol. So it's really important for us to educate the public, get them to wear the bracelets to protect themselves, because it's one thing to walk into the hospital and say, I don't want this. And it's another thing to wear a bracelet that says I'm allergic to. So it acts as a medical directive, and they have to abide by that.
And well, every doctor we've spoken to has said that it's legit, that they would have to abide by it, and they wouldn't even question it, not for a second.
Well, that's very encouraging because, unfortunately, sadly, as you know, there's still lots of people in hospitals that are being treated with this atrocious drug known as remdesivir, which, you know, certainly was very genocidal during the Ebola trials, killing between 53 and up to 86% of the patients, as proven by our previous guest, Stanford Graham, who's been working with ProsecuteNow.io on, you know, bringing these people to account. So, you know, in addition to providing a shield, if you will, like your armor of God from this horrific treatment protocol. It's not a killing protocol. It's not a treatment. Ladies, you are also representing some people who have been exposed to these horrific hospital protocols. You have a campaign right now on GiveSendGo. Why don't you walk us through that right now? Because this is critical that we get support to the families who have been victimized by this.
Well, it's really been a team effort. As you heard Stanford Graham talking about the criminal aspect of it, then there's a bunch of attorneys all over this country now that are starting to bring cases against hospitals, administrators, and doctors, and for various reasons, because they shouldn't even be giving these drugs anymore. It's almost like a Nazi soldier walking somebody to the gas chambers and then going home and having dinner or, you know, with their families. So, the problem is that there is something called the PrEP Act, and it's stood in the way of people bringing cases against the pharmaceutical companies. So they're going after the doctors and the hospitals, and eventually the insurance companies are probably going to say enough. Just like if you had a car accident and you get a claim covered, but then all of a sudden the insurance rates go up or you get canceled. So we're hoping that happens with those cases. But we're bringing a case. We have a team of attorneys from all over the country that were really been working on this for 2 years now, and we're going to bring a false advertising claim against Gilead. And to analogize this, one of our attorneys, David Dahlia, he came up with a case that's in Florida where a woman is suing. This is in November 2022. She's suing Kraft Macaroni and Cheese for the fact that they advertised the it should take 3.5 minutes to make the Kraft mac and cheese.
So she's suing Kraft Macaroni and Cheese because it takes 3 minutes to make it?
No, because it takes 5 minutes, and they advertise that it takes 3.5 minutes.
I see.
And
okay,
the case is pending. It hasn't been dismissed. So my point is that if that can stay on the ballot, on the docket, so will our case. So we have people from all over the country that have been contacting us, signing up for this case. And Caroline not only takes intakes and does video testimonials of these situations, but she also does bereavement groups. And I'll let her tell you more about that, but it's just amazing. So we are coming for Gilead. And then after that, we're going to go after Pfizer, Moderna, all the others, because they're all false advertising.
Now, is there going to be any way, Carolyn, that your organization can work with the Prosecute Now folks, or is it just because you're going, one is criminal, one is civil? You know, how does this work?
So we're working with all of them. We're working with Prosecute Now, David and Stan, because we have so many victims and more come in every day. Like I said, we have over 640 in our system. We interview them all. We take their story. We take all the details. So we really act as a first step for these cases, and then we can send them out to attorneys. We have about 33 civil cases going in California, none that have been dismissed, using wrongful death, medical battery, breach of fiduciary duty, elder abuse, because you take the COVID part out of it, and these people are getting, they're not dying from COVID, they're dying from the protocol, the deadly drugs, the abuse, the neglect. It's just, the stories are horrific, and I encourage your viewers to go to our website, chbmp.org, and watch a few. You'll see that there are stories all over the country that are all the same. It's remdesivir, kidney failure, ventilation, death. Almost every single story. It's almost like it's scripted. It's really scary. And we're also holding a rally, a national rally in March in San Antonio. And it's after Remember the Alamo, we called it Remember the Victims. And we've got an all-star lineup of speakers, and we're trying to honor these victims of these lives lost and really educate the public about what's going on. And of course, we're working, you know, with all the attorneys across the country that are willing to, brave enough to get in this fight, and sending all of our remdesivir victims to Jamie's group.
Can you give us the name of the website one more time, please, Carolyn?
chbmp.org.
And you can also CHM as in Mary B.
CHB. CHB. MP.
CHB. Charlie Harold Bravo Mary Peter. .org.
Yes, it's COVID-19 Humanity Memory Betrayal Project.
Okay.
CHBMP.
CHBMP.org. Okay. Yes. Fantastic. Well, Jamie, you both of you ladies are doing great work. I love the fact that you've now provided, the armor of God for people to go into the hospital and at least protect themselves from remdesivir, Valkyrie, so that, you know, folks can say, I'm allergic. Don't give me that. And clearly, up to 86% of the people are. The fact that they're still administering this death protocol to me is just absolutely indicative of how much they're telling us what their agenda is. And as I said to our previous guest, they chiseled it in stone in 12 languages in the Georgia Guidestones, how many people they think should actually be allowed to walk the earth. And they're making the decisions. They're playing God. More likely, they're really playing Satan here with what they're doing. So, ladies, I certainly appreciate both of you right now and everything that you've been doing. Jamie, you've had a lot of great wins, and I love the fact that you were able to beat down the governor of New York and beat her at her own demonic game. So keep fighting on.
Yeah, well, that's a fight that's still going on because she's still not obeying by the court orders. And those healthcare workers in New York, I got to give them a shout out because they're just amazing, amazing patriots, amazing, and keep fighting the good fight. We're going to bring them. We're going to bring contempt of court case against
them. They can get them on that same website.
Yes. Okay, ladies, thank you very much for your time today. We're going to bring in our next guest now, who's actually sitting in prison on a LinkJ call. So we've got to get to him right now because he is fleeting time, as they say. Appreciate you two lovelies. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Jacob Lang, you want to know the truth about what really went down in D.C. that day on J6? Well, I was there. I saw it with my own eyes, what was going on. It was peaceful assembly of patriot-loving Americans all over D.C., and what resulted was led by a group of insurgents put up by the brown shirted, the DOJ's brown shirts, known as the FBLI, as I call them. That's right. They were there to incite violence. One, Ray Epps, who's yet to been held to account. Many others who've yet to been held to account. Prayers still continuing outside the J6 jails in Washington, D.C., led by Ashley Babbitt's mom and Randy, who are out there simply every single day singing the pledge of the national anthem every night and holding prayer vigils for people. Well, Jacob Lang is another one of the J6ers who's been moved 12 times and is yet to have a hearing. He does have one coming up in May. He's got a new movie out, a documentary, and it's about the truth of J6, what the government is hiding from you. We want to welcome in on audio only, as he's calling in from the Link prison system, their phone system, Jacob Lang. Jacob, it's great to be with you.
Hey, Ann, thank you so much for having me. God bless you. God bless everyone watching.
Listen, you have been lauded as a hero by many, in fact, because that day there's so much video showing you trying to save Roseanne Boyland and others. You know, you pull two people out from a pile from being beaten and suffocated to death. You know, some would say that makes you a hero, yet you've been in prison over 17 months and you've yet to even have your case be heard. Now, I know it's coming up and we're going to talk about the tact in which you're going to address the court system, but just give my audience a little bit of a taste of what it's like to be new the past 17, 18 months.
Well, the last 17, 18 months is the same as the last coming up on 25. Because
sorry, 25. I've lost track of time. I can't do math in my head quickly, Jacob. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I was arrested on January 16th, 2021, 10 days after the greatest protest in American history, where free men and women stood up unarmed against tyranny, against a coup d'etat. The communists came, they stole an election, and they elected and set in place a puppet leader that is completely controlled by China. And the American patriots said, hell no, we won't go. And we stood there bravely and we were peacefully protesting as we got attacked from every angle, brutalized, maimed, and four of us even murdered. And for the last 24 months, for me, it's been a constant battle to get the truth out about what happened on January 6th. There's been millions of supporters and people that have come around us that also care so deeply about the over 950 persecuted American patriots that have been attacked and villainized by the weaponized FBI and DOJ. And so my last 24 months, or almost 25 now, has been fighting for those who have had their voice taken away. They've been real life, unpersoned, 1984 George Orwell style. These people have been thrown into gulags. We've been tortured. We've been called domestic terrorists. We've been lied about. And, you know, it's an atrocity that really rivals many in American history. I mean, we have political prisoners sitting for years in solitary confinement with no trial right here in our homeland.
What does that say about the state of our country right now, Jacob? Are you hopeful that we're going to see some sort of justice for all of the D.C. gulag and political prisoners being held throughout the country? Like yourself, you're up in New York right now. You've been moved 12 times. That's what they call diesel therapy when they mistreat prisoners by constantly moving them around.
You know, I don't put my hope in criminal justice systems, in any institution that man creates, because at the end of the day, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's what the United States government, or the color of it, has right now. They've usurped power over the sovereign citizens. They've taken away our rights. They've sold them back as licenses. They've censored us and silenced us for far too long. And so my faith and my hope is solely in the Son of God. Jesus Christ will redeem us. How quickly he moves on our country and forces us into repentance is a whole nother matter. But we're here waiting for his salvation. And I'm sure that he will rejuvenate and heal all things. And so that's where my faith and hope lies, Anne.
Well, I think that's a great place to put your faith. I have to ask you, though, you know, how do you sleep at night? Because I know the images of Roseanne Boyland is burned in your brain. You struggle to try and save her. It was captured on your video, The Truth About J6, on the documentary, which is extraordinary. I encourage folks to go to your website. Jacob, what is that website where people can go and watch that movie?
Yeah, everything related to January 6th, you go to J6Truth.org. That's the letter J, the number 6truth.org. You're going to see both my documentaries. You're going to see my new book that I've written from prison called Patriot Prisoner. That's available for pre-sale. The first chapter is out as a teaser. You're going to catch my podcast. You're going to see interviews I've done and other Jan Sixers have done. It is the home of everything January 6th. And if you're intrigued by what we're talking about today and you want to see these harrowing images of protesters being brutally beaten and even killed and maimed, and you want to see the truth about January 6th, just go to j6truth.org and get tuned in and start to become emotionally and spiritually invested in this struggle side by side with us. Get in the trenches and join us in this fight, because if it could happen to me, it could happen to you. I am just like you. I'm just another American patriot. I'm just another red-blooded American who loves liberty, who loves God, and I'm being persecuted for those facts alone.
That's exactly right. And again, this all goes back to our Bill of Rights, you know, the Bill of Rights, which is protecting us, right, from a tyrannical government, allows free men and women to speak their mind. You are given the freedom, choice of freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble, of which... neither was actually, should we say, supported. In fact, it's been just sort of trampled upon by this tyrannical government in which we find ourselves living with. I hate to say that we're living under, because I don't live under anything except God. And God gives us our rights. Government works for the people. Let's talk to the upcoming hearing and how you, as someone who's going through the process of correcting your status and would like to be a state national, is going to represent yourself in this circus that is going to be your hearing coming up in the courtroom this May.
Yeah, May 31st, basically June. 30 months as a political prisoner. God's put it on my heart from the very beginning of this. When I was limping away from the Capitol, I got shot in the foot. They broke my foot at the Capitol. They clubbed me over the head with a steel baton and split my head open. I was bleeding profusely and not able to walk. And as I was being carried away from the Capitol by two patriot angels, amazing people, God spoke to me and he said that I'm going to do something unbelievable, absolutely incomprehensible through January 6th, and you just wait on me. And so a year later, sitting in the D.C. gulag, the Lord spoke to me again, and he started to reveal to me my purpose behind this. And, you know, in short, basically, the United States government has been usurped by the tentacles of D.C., international corporate central bankers that have set up a wicked system for all those subjects underneath it. And we have to basically revoke our consent to being governed, just like our founding fathers did with the Declaration of Independence, and step away from these fake de facto corporate federal entities that they have made in our stead and that they claim that we are. And so in my courtroom in June, I'm going to be presenting documents, and I'm going to be presenting arguments for the world to hear in one of the largest court hearings ever, the peak of the January 6th hearings. And we're going to be fighting them in their own battleground, tooth and nail. There's going to be a media frenzy there, and I'm not going to back down until I walk out of that courtroom a free man, because that's what God created me as. And I am no straw man. I am no accommodating party. I'm not an article of commerce. I'm a living soul. I'm a free breathing man made in the image of God. And we are going to be fighting them on every single one of these principles that state nationals and sovereign citizens hold very dear. And one of the foremost of those things is the right to defend against tyranny, which is outlined in our Declaration of Independence. It is not just a right, it is actually a duty. And so whether I wanted to exercise it or not, I was called by God to exercise that duty to defend my country against tyranny, which is one of our main outlined. It is the Second Amendment. That is why we have the Second Amendment. So I'm going to be arguing a novel case in federal court, the right to defend against tyranny, never been argued before in federal court.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, I look at the Declaration of Independence when it says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. It doesn't say all persons, all men. And you are defining yourself as a man, because the government defines you as a person, which is really a fictional corporate entity, which is what they've created when you talk about the straw man using your birth certificate of 1907 when they created the birth certificates and the Social Security numbers. Those are all your straw men. That does not represent you. That's your corporate fictional entity in which the government's contracting. And what you're talking about is breaking that contract, representing yourself as a free man, standing on the law of the land and not in the jurisdiction of this statutory confines of the corporate federal government in Washington, D.C. So I think it's fantastic, as our declaration does say this, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's a right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Jacob, does it say every 2 or every 4 years, or does it say whenever in the declaration that we have the authority to do that?
Whenever a million people strong want to show up at the Capitol and take back our country and our land and restore it to a constitutional sovereign republic, that is our inherent right, and is it granted by us by God to exercise such rights. And I am no longer going to sit back and idly consent to standing under the jurisdiction of these international corporate bankers that want to see us as chattel, want to see us as slaves controlled. They do not want us exercising these rights. And I'm going to be standing on the ancient law principle of corpus delicti. There has to be an injured party for there to be a crime. If they want to come, if some Capitol police officer, God forbid, wants to come forward and say that I injured him, which I injured no Capitol police officers that day. They were heavily armed and defended with riot shields and all kinds of padding and stuff. Wants to come forward and claim in a jury of my peers that I've injured him, then I will face the consequences to those actions. But the United States government versus Edward Jacob Lange in full capital letters is not a criminal case. That is a contractual-based civil case that is being brought up in maritime jurisdiction, that is a contrived jurisdiction that they created basically underneath the United States Code. It's fake law. There is no common law there. There is no actual party that has been injured. The United States is claiming injury on me, and they're not a man or a woman. How can I injure a corporate structure, a fictional legal entity? So that's going to be, these are the arguments we're standing on firm. I see that countdown. That you guys, how much longer do we have?
We are actually having to wrap up right now, but Jacob, I will bring you on for a longer edition. I am just getting you squeezed in right now. And folks, follow Jacob Lange. He's on Instagram, he's on Twitter, True Social, Getter. All of his links will be in our show notes. If you're looking this up on Rumble and Brighteon, they'll have everything there. Folks, we're out of time for the show today, but this again is the fight will continue. It must go on for freedom here in America. And I, as we've indicated on the show, we have many freedom fighters who are willing to come and put their names to the action which needs to be taken. We hope you can support each and every one of them. Thank you so much. We will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock for another edition of the Zelenko Report.